Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
American Radio's Monster Broadcast, Hour 2. Now, this is going to be a really fun segment. Let me tell you that right up front, because my dear friend Rob Pincus is on the program with me for this segment. In Segment 2 and 3, you're going to hear from Patricia Huff. And then in Segment 4, we're going to get our regular AAR Personal Defense Network sponsored pro tip of the week from the same gentleman that we're going to hear from right now, Rob Pincus. Rob, welcome to the program, brother. Let's get a little bit feisty here. You ready?
I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I don't think you heard last segment. I know you're traveling and you're out and about and all that good stuff, and you're moving from point A to point B. I opened up the program and spoke about it in the second segment, but for a large part of the first segment, about Dan Gross, the former president of the Brady campaign from 2012 to 2017, speaking at the Second Amendment rally. And I got a little fired up about it, and I'll tell you why. Rob, you know what I do. I've been fighting against those who have been fighting against my gun rights for a very, very long time. And Dan Gross has been at the helm of one of those organizations that has attacked me and demonized me for years as the problem, while eliminating and not even discussing crime and what we know to be. They have skewed statistics. I've watched his TED Talks. And now it seems when I did watch his speech, the 4.5 minutes that I saw of it at the Second Amendment rally yesterday, and I quoted some of those quotes from him when he flat out said, "I'm here because I've seen how all of you decent, responsible, law-abiding gun owners are relentlessly and I believe unfairly demonized. I've seen firsthand how an ideological hatred of guns and the people who own them is more important to some people than the actual goal of saving lives. And there's nothing that blanks him off more than people who pretend they care about saving lives but really have other agendas. And I'm here to tell you that he ran the organization that did and said every single one of those things about gun owners." Now, here's the question for you. And I was asked this. Am I ready to give him the benefit of the doubt based on what I heard him say? Here's my response to you. Absolutely not yet. Am I willing to listen to him? Absolutely. Am I willing to give him the benefit of the doubt yet? No, there's been too much said. I've had to sit here and defend myself against him. Now, I want to know what your thoughts are. Please feel free to disagree with me.
No, I think you're spot on. I think that's the reason that he was invited to the rally. That's the reason he got up and spoke. And you're right exactly where I think the vast majority of American gun owners are going to be after the rally yesterday. They heard him speak. There's plenty of, you know, public record on things he has said in the past. Obviously, he has evolved. I mean, at the end of the 90s, in the middle of the assault weapons ban, he was actually speaking after the tragedy that befell his family when his brother was shot in a spree killing in 1997. Within years of that, he was saying that only the police and military should have handguns. You know, so obviously he's evolved. So either you think human beings can't change and evolve and realize that there are better ways to do it. There are better things to be done than the things they've done and the ways they've done things in the past. Or you think that, you know, something somebody said in 1999 is irrevocable and they can't change. And obviously I and the other organizers of the Second Amendment rally, and by all indications, everyone who was present at the Second Amendment rally, the speakers and the participants that we've heard from so far, believe that there's a real opportunity here to capitalize on someone who has seen the failed policies, the failed strategies, and the failed positions from the other side who came into it.
Okay, so it looks like we've lost Rob on that call. We'll see if we can get him back. That's Sean, if we can get him back, that'd be great. I'm not so sure that's going to happen based on the way that call was sounding right now. But we'll wait and see if Mr. Pincus calls us back. Here's a takeaway from what I was hearing from Rob. Now, you heard me talk about it in the opening segment. I brought it up again in the second segment of the first hour, opening segment 1 and 2. I talked to Mr. Alan Gottlieb about what we were just discussing with Rob, and you heard his response. Essentially, Alan's response was pretty much in line with mine. He went a step further, and he says, "I'm not going to believe anything until I hear him say that he thinks that some of this legislation is not going to work. That it's because you've got to look, you've got to understand here what we're talking about here. You go back all these number of years. Dan Gross never met a gun control bill that he didn't love, be it confiscation, be it coming after your right to bear arms in any other myriad way, shape, or form. It didn't make any difference. It didn't matter what form the bill took. The Brady campaign jumped all over it. Now, their big shtick over the last few years, particularly when he was heading the organization, was trying to sue gun manufacturers out of business or suing anybody else that used a firearm. Now, we're not talking about gangbangers in Chicago. To my knowledge, the Brady campaign has never sued the Crips, never sued the Bloods, never sued the whatever other gangs are out there. Pick a name. I don't know them. But to my knowledge, the Brady campaign has never sued them for their use of guns. And their use of guns and criminal violence across the country in a handful of zip codes, really, in Democrat-controlled areas, is what is responsible for the vast number of murders in America with firearms. The vast number. The vast number of violence in America with firearms is committed by criminals. And I don't see the Brady campaign, and I haven't over the last number of years while he was heading the organization, suing those organizations to try to get them to stop doing what they do that results in murder in the streets. The disconnect between us is they attack us and don't go after what is the true heartbeat, and that's criminal. So when they want to say when they want to talk about the language, as he mentioned, if we want to take back the narrative, well, the only reason we have to take back the narrative is because the media has allowed them to confiscate the narrative from us, to use that phrase. And if they want to do something about that, then they ought to be out there talking about crime. That's the disconnect. To them, you're a criminal. Anybody who owns a gun is a criminal. Now, Rob brings up, and it's a valid point. Can you point to something in your life that's changed over the years? I can certainly point to a number in my life. Of course, I understand where Rob's going with that. And that's why, like I say, I have to give out some mad props for Mr. Gross for standing up there. I'm sure that wasn't easy for him to do. I don't think you're going to see him speak at a gun rights policy conference anytime soon. There'd have to be, and you'll see, that's a good little litmus test there. If he was real, I'd invite him as a member of the board. I'd suggest that he come speak to us, but he's not, and I'm not going to. Because, quite frankly, I don't want to hear anything he has to say. Honestly, I really don't. I mean, I heard what he had to say there. I'm not saying I don't want to hear him. I'm willing to listen. Don't misunderstand me. But I'm going to listen to it with a healthy dose of skepticism based on what he's got a lot to prove to me. A lot to prove to me. But let's go back to what Rob said. Can people change? People can change. People can change their ways. Lots of people change their ways. And I'm hopeful that he did. I'm hopeful that he's in that process. I'm hopeful, and I hope he understands the damage that he has done. Because listen, he's not going to make up for the damage that he's done to my rights and my freedoms and the individuals that he has sought to put into office to come after my rights, my right to keep and bear arms, and been successful at. One little simple, hey, I'm sorry, I stood up here and talked. That ain't going to cut the mustard with me, bro. You got a longer field to plow for me than just standing up there and saying that. No, I don't trust you. And I think it was on Friday's Daily Defense Show in the GunBroker.com studios that I made it very clear. There isn't a Democrat in the world. There isn't a socialist out there who you can trust with your firearms freedoms. Not a one. In fact, it was when we were speaking with Lee the Gunwriter Williams about the Democrat at the Agriculture Department in Florida, Nikki Fried. All of a sudden, I'm not going to mess with the concealed carry permits, which fall under her department. Now she's messing with the concealed carry permits, or attempting to, in the state of Florida. Not a one of them can be trusted. And I'm not willing to stand up and trust an individual who for the last 15 years of his life made it his goal to screw me out of my rights as a law-abiding citizen and demonized me as a law-abiding citizen and demonized me as a gun owner. I used a firearm to defend my life. I've appeared on television programs with some of these folks before. It's not something that I'm interested in giving a pass to right now. That's not going to happen. I'm not interested in compromising my rights away, and I'm certainly not going to work on compromising your rights away by simply saying, oh, I'm so glad he stood up there. I'll let others do that. It ain't coming from this microphone. There is no compromise here. coming up in the next part of this hour, segment two. Now, we are going to have Rob back. Rob's going to be back with his tip of the week in segment four. I'm looking forward to that. Patricia Huff, gunbroker.com, coming up in the next segment and the following segment, second and third segment. In segment four, we're going to have Rob. Then we're going to have AWR for a couple segments and then Dr. John Lott for a couple of segments. So make no mistake, you've got a lot of content coming, a lot of great radio to go. We're going to ask John Lott what he thinks. John Lott's debated Dan Gross before. In fact, it was Dan Gross who, with the Brady campaign, that wouldn't even talk to him and wouldn't even show up on the same split screen if he was on it, because John Lott buries him at every twist and turn. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Patricia Huff.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in these Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is one of my favorite segments, and that's Patricia Huff with GunBroker.com. Patricia, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mark. Great to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you here. First, I want to thank you on behalf of my listeners. The reaction to the GunBroker.com range bag giveaway, which was last week. Lori Vogel won that last week. We gave it away in the first hour, and it was filled with up to over $600 or $700 value. And I can't thank you enough. So I want to thank you personally on the air and GunBroker for providing that.
Yeah, you're welcome. We love it, and we love your listeners.
Well, we're going to do another. I'm going to tease this while I have you on the air, listeners. This is for you while I have Patricia here with me. I've got one, two, three more of them stacked up here in the GunBroker.com and Crossbreed Holster Studios. So we're going to go ahead and do another one in a week. Well, you know what? Let's do it in 2 weeks. Is that okay? How about we do it in 2 weeks?
Yeah, let's do it in two weeks from today.
Follow me on social media, facebook.com/armedamericanradio. And you know the drill, listeners. I'll tell you when you can start emailing me. And wait until you hear from me, because we might have a new site and a new method for all of you to put your name in. I will keep you posted on the air, but we're going to do the giveaway in 2 weeks. Do you want to go through the list first, or do you want to talk a little bit about Gun Genius? Because I'm on the site right now, and I love it. What do you think?
Well, so, you know, we're going to go through the pump action rifles and the bolt action rifles today. But if people want to see our full list of pistols and shotguns, top selling list as powered by GunBroker.com is available at GunGenius.com. That's GunGenius.com. And you can see the full list of all the different categories of firearms that we're top selling.
And this comes out every month. This is the list that we're working off of today, listener, right? Exactly where I'm at?
Yeah, it's every month.
So that's at top selling report at GunGenius.com, right?
That's right.
Okay, perfect. Now I'm on the drop-down menu, so that works for me. Let's start. Well, again, listener, this is really cool. Let me throw this in, Patricia, because we're looking at top selling report. There's videos, there's reviews, there's manufacturers. You can register and sign in at Gun Genius. What else can we do besides look at the report?
Well, it's a great research tool. So if you're wondering, you know, which rifle is right for you, which brand, which features, you can see all of that along with 360 views of the different firearms featured at Gun Genius. And it really is a great research tool.
Yeah, it is. I've used it a lot, and it's always fun to look at because I like looking at the top selling report. I like to look at what I don't have and what I want to get. And this is a great tool for doing that, listener. If you're like me and you want to see, wow, what's out there, and GunBroker, you can take a look at what's selling new, what's selling used. And sometimes, Patricia, there's no distinction really between used and new versus the fact that someone has kept it in a safe and may not have even fired it. It's technically speaking, it's a used rifle, right? Or handgun.
Well, and the other thing that you'll see, which we're actually going to see on the list today, is new, old stock. So things that have been stocked and haven't been sold as new and haven't been used, they're being sold as new rifles in this case.
So they're being sold as new. So there's going to be a price. Okay. All right. We'll follow this as we move along. All right. Let's start with this. Range bag giveaway, 2 weeks. Pay attention on the air. I'll let you know where, because my new site's getting ready to pop. Listener, that's why I tell you that. And there may be a registration form right there on my website. For those of you who don't use social media, mad props to you. Thank God you don't. I love you for that. If you don't have to, stay off of it. It's just a nightmarish place. But I'll let you know everything in the GunBroker.com studios in the coming days. So stay tuned for that. We're going to start off with pump action rifles. Is that right? New, and then go to pump action rifles used?
Absolutely.
Okay, pump action rifles new. We're going to start at number 5, listener, and drop down. This is pump action rifles new. What's moving at GunBroker? The first one, a classic, most of them are, Remington 14.
So the Remington 14 was introduced in 1913, and it was Remington's attempt to compete in the market for fast cycling deer rifles. It was one of several Remington firearms designed by John D. Peterson, and he designed the Model 14 to compete with the Winchester Model 1894 lever action. And, you know, he really did a good job of doing that, and this is a fantastic rifle.
The Winchester Model
1894.
Winchester Model 94 is absolutely one of the quintessential classic firearms of all time. So the Remington 14 in this pump action rifles is, let's just say, I can't say the word I'd like to say to describe it because it's really cool, but it's not terrestrial radio friendly. That's how cool it is. We're going to drop down to number four, Remington 7600, please. I mean, come on.
Yeah, we're going to do a lot of talking about Remington on this list. The Remington 7600 Police is it's really a variation of the 7600 series. And the 7600 series is a progression from the original model 760 pump action, which Remington was producing from 1952 to 1981. The current version of the 7600 began production in 1987. And the police version is designed to be a low-profile, user-friendly firearm for police officers to use, really alongside the Remington Model 870 shotgun.
How popular is this? I mean, you see a lot of these things move at gun brokers. Is this a popular rifle? I mean, obviously, it's coming in at number four.
Right. So the 7600 series is very popular. The police, we cleared a bunch of these, and I didn't even see any today when I looked for pricing. So if you have one to sell, they're in high demand, and people want to buy them. So you can sell them on gunbroker.com.
Wow, yeah. So you'll get your money out of the gun if people are looking for it. That's just basic laws of capitalism. Pay attention to that. Socialists running on the left, this is capitalism. All right, pump-action rifles, we're going to drop down to number three. This is the Remington 7600. Now,
right. So we just talked about it, and it's no surprise that it's on the list. We just covered it. And, you know, here it is at number four and at number three.
At number four and at number three.
Yeah. So the police is at number four and the series 7600 series is number three.
These are 243 caliber Winchesters, correct?
That's right.
OK, these are both 243 Winchesters. I love my 243, by the way. Great rifles. OK, let's drop down now to it's the Lightning. Right? We got a Lightning in here. Which one is this?
Yeah, Pedersoli. The Pedersoli Lightning rifle, it's a reproduction of, you know, the most famous rifles used during the 1890s by cowboys and settlers of the American West. And it's in high demand with cowboy action shooters, hunters, collectors. And it's available in three different calibers and three different finishes. So no matter what you're looking for, you can find it in this rifle.
It's a gorgeous rifle. I got to be honest with you. I don't know a lot about the gun, so I can't comment on it, but it is absolutely beautiful. You cowboy action shooters are going to love this thing. I'm telling you, just by the look at it, it's just cool to have. Just have to get one just because it's neat. Remington 12, Remington number 12 is number one on the list. We'll close out the segment with this one. Tell us about it.
Yep, another Remington. The Remington Model 12 is a slide action, solid breech, hammerless takedown side ejection rifle. And it's another rifle. This is another one designed by John D. Peterson. And I'm fascinated to see this rifle on the new list because it was produced between 1909 and 1936. So this was one of those examples that we talked about where it's new old stock.
And it's cool because it's a 22 rimfire. You can do some great plinking with it with a tubular magazine. We're going to come back after the break, and we're going to jump into pump action rifles used. Then we're going to go to the bolt action rifles, new and used. And a lot of you hunting, I mean, this is the time of year. I can't wait to get out in the field. We'll be back with Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com right after this. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America.
At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Here we go again. We're going to continue with Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. Patricia, let's keep rocking and rolling. You ready to start? Let's go back now to the pump action rifles. We already covered new, so let's go to pump action rifles used. And we're going to start with number five and work our way down. Always fun to do that. The Rossi 62.
Yeah, the Rossi Model 62 is a copy of the Winchester Model 62. And the Rossi has a really unique feature in that it can shoot both 22 long and 22 short.
Yeah, this gun in 22 long rifle and short, what is this thing selling at right now on GunBroker? Do you have prices on this one by chance?
Yeah, I do. So I saw it this morning starting at $225.
That's a bargain. I can tell you that right off the bat. All right, let's go to the next one on the list. Let's move up from that. And that is going to be the Remington 7600. Here we go again. We've already talked about the Remington 7600. Did you want to add anything to it?
Yeah, we've talked about it before, but it's not a surprise that it makes the list again.
No, it's not. Anything by Remington is not a surprise when it makes a list. That's for sure. Okay, let's move now down to, we're going to go staying on the used listener, Remington 572. And I'm going to tell you right now, because this is kind of cool, the rest of them are all Remingtons, just different model numbers. So I'm going to let you take it and start with a 572 and go down to number one on your own. Go for it.
Yeah, let's do it. So again, Remington on the list with the model 572. This model is known as the Fieldmaster. It was introduced in 1954, and is noted for its similarity to the Remington 870 shotgun in its design. And I like this rifle because it's a lot lighter than many other rifles of its kind. And you can find these right now at gunbroker.com starting at $299.
Wow, that's awesome.
Great deal.
That is a great deal. And then from the 572 is the Remington 760, which we've talked about as well.
Yeah, we briefly discussed it when we were talking about the 7600. Like I said, the model 760 was produced between 1952 and 1981.
Okay, and from the Remington 760, the Remington 12.
Yeah, so while I was surprised to find the Remington Model 12 on the new list, I'm not at all surprised to see it here. The Model 12 is a great classic rifle, and I think that anyone would be happy to add this rifle to their collection.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. I know. You know how I know that? Because I would.
Because you want one?
Exactly. What I want. Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. Okay, let's jump up now to bolt action rifles new. And we'll close out this segment with the bolt action rifles used. You know, hunters are going to be paying attention to this big time. Let's start with number five on this list. And that's going to be in the new, that's going to be the, again, Remington 700.
Nope. So in new, it's the Browning X-Bolt.
Oh, Browning X-Bolt. I'm sorry. I just gave away the first one.
You're giving a preview to number one.
Yeah, I gave a preview to number one. I'm looking at
it's
the list
okay.
backwards. That's okay. Let's do Browning X-Bolt. We'll go back down. Forget what I just said. Be the jury and disregard what I just said, jurors. All right, Browning X-Bolt is number five.
Yeah, the Browning X-Bolt is obviously a bolt-action rifle, and it builds on the successes of past Browning rifles, and it features an adjustable three-lever feather trigger system and a proprietary barrel manufacturing, which really enhanced the accuracy of this rifle.
Great varmint gun, and it's a 5.56-223. Which
that's right.
A lot of people probably don't realize that. Okay, let's jump up the list from that to the Weatherby Vanguard, another classic.
Yeah, the Weatherby Vanguard was introduced in the late 1960s as a Weatherby rifle for non-Weatherby calibers. The line was revitalized in 2003, and it really is now kind of the heart of the Weatherby line. All the Vanguards are based on an action using a one-piece forged and machined flat-bottomed receiver and a machined steel bolt with dual opposed locking lugs.
Ruger American rifle, not automatic, Ruger American rifle. Let's get
American,
that
right. The Ruger American rifle is a family of budget level hunting, sporting, bolt action center fire rifles. And these rifles have a receiver made from 4140 chrome molly bar stock and a hammer forged barrel with a blued black oxide finish. They come mounted onto a black polymer composite stock. And personally, I love bluing. It's my favorite. But if you prefer, you can also find them in a stainless steel variation.
This is a 17 HMR cartridge, right?
That's right.
Okay, so this gun is probably, because this is good for varmints and good for just recreational plinking around the property, no doubt. Probably gonna, I'm gonna take a guess. I have no idea. 300?
Starting at one penny.
Okay, that was not scripted. Thompson Center Compass.
The Thompson Center Compass is a great value because it provides high quality construction at a very economical price. The company Compass has many great features geared specifically for hunting, like a threaded muzzle so you can use a silencer, an effective muzzle brake to reduce recoil, and an adjustable trigger.
And it's a 308, too, by the way. It's a 308 Winchester, which is huge. Great cartridge. Let's move down now. I already gave it away, but you were supposed to disregard that, jury. It's the Remington 700 again. Again, no surprise.
Yeah, Remington started manufacturing the Model 700 series in 1962. The Remington 700 comes in a large number of variants as well. So, for example, there are various magazine configurations, like a blind magazine, which has no floor plate, a conventional magazine with a detachable floor plate, and a detachable box magazine.
We're going to jump now to used. We've got about 3 minutes to go.
So we'll go fast.
We'll move quick. Let's go to bolt action rifles used, and we're going to start with the Weatherby Mark V.
So, right, we already talked about the Vanguard, which outnumbers the Mark V in terms of sales. But the Mark V is a great rifle, and it's still considered the flagship of the Weatherby line.
Browning A-Bolt.
Yeah, the Browning A-Bolt is a popular hunting rifle due to its ease of use and accuracy. And the good thing about this rifle is it doesn't really require a lot of customization and can be used right out of the box.
Next on the list, number three, the Ruger M77, another classic.
It is a classic. The Ruger M77 was intended to be a modernized Mauser 98, but they made lots of changes. For example, the M77 uses casting in place of a forged receiver, and it has a plunger-style ejector instead of a blade-type ejector. And the trigger system was also really designed from scratch.
Like I told you before, disregard what you heard before, Jerry. Well, you'll know why in just a second. But number two on the list is a Winchester 70. I think I may have given away number one again unintentionally.
You did.
Winchester 70, go ahead.
Winchester Model 70 is iconic in American sporting culture, and it's often referred to as the rifleman's rifle. It was manufactured between 1936 and 1980. And an interesting fact is that in 1999, Shooting Times magazine named the Model 70 as the bolt-action rifle of the century.
What does this sell for? I don't mean to put you on the spot. Do you have the numbers for this?
I saw them this morning starting at $66. It's great, right?
Yeah, that's amazing. And I got to ask this. I don't know if you know the answer. Again, I hate to put you on the spot on live radio, but is there a reserve on this?
There was not a reserve on that auction.
After the Winchester 70, what do you think number one is?
Well, it's no surprise that it's a Remington 700. We've already talked about it, and it's also number one on this list, not surprised. And today I saw them starting at $200 for actually new.
Wow.
So great price on a new one.
The Winchester 700, as you can see, occupies a pretty popular spot on the list today, as does the 760 and the Remington 7600. So you can find all of this at gungenius.com. Patricia, do you want to put an exclamation point on anything before we close out this segment? Another two great segments, and this very good timing for hunters at this time of year.
Yeah, it really is for this time of year. And, you know, if you're looking for those popular models, you can find them at gungenius.com, for sale on gunbroker.com. And there really is something for everybody. So just be on the lookout. You'll be able to find a great deal.
Now, I want to tease this, too, because, listener, if you want to meet Patricia and myself, we're actually doing a local Grilling While Armed event in Holly Springs, Georgia, on November 23rd. That's a Saturday. High Caliber Gun Shop and Range is having a pre-Black Friday sale, and I will be there. Brad Primo, the CEO of Lead Slingers, will be there. You never know what he's bringing. Patricia Huff will be there. We will be grilling while armed together under the tent, weather permitting, but it's always a good day to grill no matter what the temperature's doing, right?
So there's That's absolutely right.
It absolutely is, and we're going to be signing. I'm going to be signing. George the Mad Ogre Hill is going to be there. We're going to be signing Grilling While Armed books for you, so come on out and meet us. Patricia Huff, thank you very much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Patricia. Stick around. We'll be back with the Rob Pincus Personal Defense Network, Armed American Radio's Pro Tip of the Week. I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Here's Rob Pincus with this week's Pro Tip of the Week from Personal Defense Network.
This is Rob Pincus with the Personal Defense Network Pro Tip of the Week on Armed American Radio. This week, we were at the Second Amendment rally in Washington, D.C. And, of course, that meant when we were on the U.S. Capitol grounds, no one could be carrying a concealed firearm for personal defense. But just because you're not carrying a firearm, of course, doesn't mean that you're not capable of defending yourself. Being armed, I like to say, is a mindset. It's not just a state of being. It's not just a physical state of being, and especially not dependent on a firearm. Now, certainly, most of us who listen to Armed American Radio realize that carrying a firearm makes us better prepared to deal with some worst-case scenario situations where a firearm is going to be the most efficient and maybe, in some cases, the only effective defensive tool that we could be carrying. But the reality is we can't always have a firearm. Whether we're at the U.S. Capitol or we're on an airplane or we're traveling in a foreign country, there certainly are going to be times when we don't legally have the option to carry a firearm. There might also be situations in which we choose not to carry a firearm or are legally prohibited from carrying a firearm because, for example, we might be drinking. And certainly there are some states where you can drink as long as you don't become intoxicated. You can take alcohol into your system while you're carrying a firearm and be legal. There are other situations where you cannot have any alcohol in your system or in some states even be in a place that serves alcohol and still be carrying legally. So we have to take these things into consideration and realize that, again, we're not helpless, we're not defenseless just because we don't have a handgun. Of course, one of the most important things to remember is there are other things you should be carrying or thinking about even when you are carrying a handgun in terms of protecting yourself and those you care about. And probably the thing that we've talked about most over the years is emergency medical equipment. And just like you need to go out and get training with your firearm, you need to go out and get training with your emergency medical equipment. But if you are taking the time, effort, and energy to be armed for defensive purposes, you should also seriously consider understanding how to use and carrying some simple emergency medical technology, such as a tourniquet, pressure dressing, perhaps a hemostatic agent impregnated piece of gauze. And what that means is something like a quick clot is one of the brands or Celox. It's a chemical agent that actually promotes clotting that's put into gauze that can be stuffed into a wound. Just having gauze that you can press into a wound to help clot, to help stop bleeding, that's also important as well. There are other types of medical emergency items that can be carried and can be very conveniently and can be learned how to use relatively quickly. And it's something that you should seriously consider if you're interested in defending yourself or others in worst case scenarios. And obviously that doesn't even have to include any kind of violent attack. That could come in handy in a car accident situation, any kind of natural disaster like an earthquake, an animal attack, or even just a nasty fall or something like that that could happen in a stairwell. Having the ability to stop bleeding very effectively, very efficiently until medical professionals can arrive, you can get someone to a hospital, could save a life in a way that's very different from the way we normally think about our defensive tools saving a life. In the case of defensive tools, when you can't carry a firearm, the first thing you might think of is improvised defensive tools, things like a good stiff metal pen that can be used as an impact device or possibly even a stabbing device. And certainly there are a lot of those types of items that can be carried. They're meant to be taken into environments where an over weapon, something that you, a knife, obviously a firearm, a stick, a baton, anything like that, may not be acceptable or may not be legal, but you can certainly carry something that you could put into improvised use as a defensive tool, like that good stiff metal pen, as an option. You can carry that in your jacket pocket, you can have it in a jeans pocket, you can have it in a shirt pocket, make it very accessible. Now, of course, just like the firearm and just like the medical equipment, merely carrying that item doesn't make it a defensive tool. Understanding how to use it and certainly practicing how to use it is what's going to make it a viable option for you. When we get past the things like the stiff pen or maybe even a flashlight or some other type of impact device, remember that just because you can't carry a gun doesn't mean you can't carry other tools. We did have some people attending the rally that were carrying electrical or chemical devices such as a taser or pepper spray. Now, again, tasers, they are very much like firearms in many ways in that they shoot a projectile, and it takes the taser two projectiles out. You need to be able to use the device effectively. You need to be able to aim it. You need to be able to hit your target. And should you miss, something called a drive stun or a contact stun is certainly an option with a taser, but that's not its most efficient use. So once again, if you have the tool, you have to have the training, and you have to actually put the practice in as well. There are a variety of different taser devices. Most people are familiar with them being used by law enforcement over the past couple of decades, but there have been a couple of versions specifically designed for civilian use, and those versions are designed to be used differently as well. So you want to look into the tasers and the training to go with them. As far as chemical sprays go, remember that whenever you use a chemical spray, there is a very high probability that you will get contaminated as well. So in other words, if you're especially think about yourself inside of a room or inside of a car or any kind of extreme close quarters situation, especially if you're using the misting kind of sprays, it's a very high chance that not only will you affect the person who's trying to hurt you or someone else, but you may also affect yourself. So be prepared for that. The chemical gels and the streams are much less likely to cross-contaminate, especially if there's any distance, 4, 5, 6 feet, 10 feet maybe between you and the attacker. And then, of course, the defensive knife. Many people who carry firearms also carry knives. Once again, the question always comes back to, are you training and practicing to deploy that knife and use that knife efficiently in close quarters? Obviously, there's a difference between a knife that's a utility knife or a knife that you have to open boxes and a specific defensive knife. And in many cases, that defensive knife is best going to be a fixed blade knife, not a folder. But if you have a situation where you can't carry a fixed blade knife or the length of a blade is an issue, make sure that you are following the laws. And if you do choose to go the folding knife route, you want to get something that's an easy opening folder and one that you can efficiently deploy. And that, of course, is going to always come back to the practice. Outside of the defensive tools, the improvised tools, the medical tools, another thing you want to think about in terms of personal defense and safety when you're in an area that you can't carry a firearm, that probably, again, if you're listening to Armed American Radio, means that you are traveling. And if you're traveling in a place that you are not familiar with, you want to make sure that you have a good lay of the land. You probably want to have a paper map in case your map on your phone or other electronic device should not be available because of a loss of signal or because of battery dying or something like that. So a good paper map that's going to show you, the routing around the area you are, certainly to and and from your hotel or to your friend's house or wherever you're staying or the venue or event that you're going to. You want to make sure you have some cash in your pocket, because once again, loss of electricity, loss of your wallet, loss of the ability to get to your ATM or use your credit cards could affect you and jeopardize your safety. You want to make sure you have a good meeting plan or communication plan with anyone else that you might be traveling with. So if the family's going to, for example, go to the mall or go to a museum and you're going to split up, you want to make sure that you have a timeline and some prearranged places, not only at the venue, for example, somewhere in the mall or in the museum, maybe at the cafeteria or the gift shop. You also want to be able to say, what if we have to leave this place because of a fire, because of any kind of other disaster? You want to evacuate that place, get away from there, and then where are you going to meet up? And obviously the hotel might be an easy option, but it may not be an easy option if you're across town or if you're traveling between cities in a foreign country, for example. You jump off the train to check something out, well, then you're going to have another, what we would call, rally point, a place to meet up. And that good communications plan is always going to be important as well, including what happens if you lose your phone or if you lose cell service. So you want to think about going onto the internet, using Facebook Message or something like that, because you usually can find easy internet access at a hotel, internet cafe, or other public space. So remember, just because you can't carry a firearm doesn't mean that you are defenseless. Being armed is a state of mind, and the first thing you need to arm yourself with is education and understanding. So as you're traveling around, of course, that firearm's always going to be a great option when it's legal or available, but it may not always be legal or available. Take care of yourself, take care of other people, plan ahead, and practice.
Thanks, Rob. And for everything you just heard right there and much, much more, visit armedamericanradio.com and click on the Personal Defense Network logo. It'll take you right there to the AAR site. Get everything you want, Personal Defense Network. We'll be back after this with AWR Hawkins.
Just build your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.